From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmy. The Affordable Care Act's insurance marketplace has been online for about a week now. Most people still have problems logging into the website, but the idea is once everything's smooth sailing, consumers can compare and purchase insurance plans like they've never been able to before. Missouri's rural counties have higher concentrations of uninsured residents. To make sense of what the marketplace could mean for those uninsured in a rural area, I talked to this guy.
My name is John Bailey. I'm the Director of Research and Analysis at the Center for Rural Affairs in Lyons, Nebraska.
Bailey's organization has made rural health care its main focus for the past 5 years. Bailey believes the marketplace could have a huge effect in rural America.
The new health insurance marketplaces were practically created for rural people because they're focusing on people who are uninsured, and there's more of those in rural areas. It's focusing on people who buy insurance for themselves through the individual market, and there are more of those in rural areas. And it's focused on small business people, either employees or employers in small businesses, and there are more of those in rural areas too.
You said your organization focuses on the health discrepancies in rural areas. Can you talk to me a little bit about that and why that relates to being under and uninsured?
Almost every disease, every condition you look at, rural people have higher rates of those, so higher rates of obesity, higher rates of diabetes, higher rates of heart disease, all of those conditions. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for that. I think a general change in the labor force of rural areas, it's not as physical as it once was. But I think that the type of insurance that people have in rural areas also plays into that. Larger numbers of rural people tend to get insurance on their own, so they don't have access to group health insurance policies, which usually provide more prevention and checkups and things like that. So when people are buying health insurance on their own through the individual market, it's usually more expensive and it doesn't cover as much. So a lot of statistics show that rural people get fewer checkups and the fewer tests that would show diseases at earlier stages. And so rural people tend to find out about those things later on when they're more serious and more expensive.
So how's the marketplace going to change this?
So it'll give rural people, I think, more options on the type of insurance they can look at. It's going to change the pooling mechanisms. Now you're going to have all the people who purchase on the individual market who are a pool of one family or one person, now will be a part of a larger pool of all the people buying in the individual market. So the thought is that will hopefully engender more competition, maybe bring down prices.
To learn more about the marketplace and listen to my interview with John Bailey, go to kbia.org. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Harum Helmy.